The truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, area code 512-248-8252. Down in Florida, they have now had to evacuate yet another condo building. Ever since that Surfside condo collapsed, they've been examining the other buildings in the area. They discovered one more really was not safe, and they evacuated it. Now they've done it yet again. They've got a big, big problem on their hands down there in Florida. And boy, the insurance companies are definitely going to be having to deal with that. Over in Texas, there is a pro-life law set to take effect in September, and it's attracting attention for its unique approach to preventing abortions. It's allowing citizens to sue abortion doctors and clinics. Now, this is Senate Bill 8, was signed by Governor Abbott in May. And prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Now, other states have passed similar bills. The Texas law is unique in that it allows private citizens to enforce the law through civil lawsuits. And so the New York Times spotlighted the law in the story back on July 9th, and there are all kinds of groups trying to go to court to try and prevent the law from being implemented. Now, Trey Gowdy was on Fox News Sunday Night in America, and he basically, his monologue was aimed at the Democratic Party for its lack of accountability for pushing false narratives, most notably when it comes to defunding the police and the fallout from that in major cities. And Gowdy noted that crime is spiraling out of control in cities that cut funding for the police, but said Democrats will never apologize for their lethal mistake. And he's absolutely right. The Democrats are trying to basically push the propaganda that the Republicans were the ones who wanted to defund the police. And they're just hoping that you are so befuddled from your COVID vaccines, your brain is so fogged up, that you won't remember that it was all the liberals and the Democrats screaming defund the police that led to this huge, huge crime problem there. Now, President Joe Biden yesterday told Democratic leaders, including New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams, that he will now push for more funding for police as part of his plan to combat gun violence. And there's yet another study out showing that gun violence is not stopped by gun control, because gun control only disarms the law-abiding citizen, not the criminals. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls. James in Tokyo, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? I got to get something first off my chest. I apologize to Justin from New Jersey. I kept thinking he wasn't the smartest guy in the world for double masking and staying in the basement and taking the MNRI vaccine. But I actually think he's a highly trained top secret agent capable of overthrowing governments, because he still plays with his Legos, Mike.
Well, I can't say that I agree with you, but if he's an expert overthrowing governments, let's stick him on Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to talk to you about some. I just opened up the Gateway Pundit, and I'm just reading the headlines, and like each one of them to me, it's like very shocking. Like the first one, Georgia releases explosive new report. Fulton County, Georgia recount included 60% error reporting rate. Thousands
That's pretty
of
bad.
Fraudulent Biden votes. Then you look at another one, where the unifier, Joe Biden, says Trump supporters are worse than slave-owning Confederates in divisive Pennsylvania speech. And then I go to the third one, And Dr. Fauci says two-year-olds should mask up. No doubt about that. I mean, that's like child torture to me and child abuse.
I would agree with you. And that idea that Trump supporters are, you know, equivalent to slave owners, that is a bit of a laugh. Because it was the Southern Democrats who supported slavery and the Republicans who are opposed.
I mean, Mike, pretty soon they're going to start taking down statues of Colonel Sanders if this keeps up. And then the other one says, Joe Biden says 150 Americans voted in the 2020 election. 150. Calls claims of massive Democrat voter fraud a big lie. You know, I called in last week. You had a really good call from a guy from Sweden.
Yeah.
And maybe I was a little overboard when I said that, Sweden is a nation of cucks. And I'm beginning to think, though, that America is like that. You have half the people in America who are like the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa, and they're offended by just about everything, Mike.
Yeah.
Everything offends them. And then you have the other half, you know, good guys like you and Dustin and, you know, well, Tom, he has a bit of a temper. Tom from Florida, you know, I really respect that guy. But there's the other half that trying not to offend anybody where all this stuff is going wrong, you know, just from these headlines that I read, you know, that I read to you. And I think if people don't stand up, I mean, America's destined to fail. And that's what I wanted to today.
Yeah, well, it's definitely in a decline right now. And, you know, liberalism has tried to create a population whose entire sense of self-worth is always finding something to be offended by. And frankly, that seems like kind of an empty and pointless life to me. I certainly would not want to live that way, you know, always going around looking to find something to be offended by. But I guess if you have nothing else, you can feel good about yourself. That'll make do.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, and what you were talking about before with the inflation, you know how that's headed.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of getting a little bit crazy in Japan. I mean, I have this house. It's like an hour and 40-minute drive away. I mean, it's not a nice house, but it's on oceanfront on the Pacific.
Okay.
And my house is not up for sale. It's not up for sale, and I've already had like four offers in the past week of people just wanting to escape Tokyo, I guess, and, due to COVID, they can work at home and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's twice as much as I bought the house for. And, you know, it's not a very expensive house, but it's pretty shocking. And then I was looking around, like, you know, if I sold it, where could I go? And I'm looking around at, you know, on the internet, at different, you know, homes and stuff, just way everything just, you know, shot up severely. And, you just think this inflation go everywhere. And it's a terrible thing, but I think, you're right. It's either going to, I think, go to the moon or everything could crash if it's true what a lot of people are saying, that a lot of these vaccines could start killing a lot of people. If that happens, I think there'll mm-hmm. be a huge crash. And a lot less demand. So I think it could go either way. You know, I have no idea. But anyway, I wish you the best and give my regards to that lovely harp-playing angel, Claire.
Later, Mike. I certainly will. Thank you very much for the phone call. And before we take more phone calls, just had on One American News Network, apparently Biden's trip to Pennsylvania did not go very well. And they're basically saying that the Pennsylvania, you know, the senators who want the audit and everything really weren't going to listen to him. and again, it's a sign of just how desperate the Democrats are. All right, we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was listening earlier to what you said about Fauci and the gain-of-function research.
Yes.
And I think that if they made a gain-of-function molecule, they made it too damn heavy. That's why if they did make it and they did let it out, it's not doing anything because it's just too heavy. And that's an example of biologists who don't take any physical chemistry. You know, because if they want to make it work, then put it in an aerosol spray can and sell it. You see what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that. Well, it's been my theory all along that COVID-19 was an engineered biological weapon, but it was a work in progress, and they hadn't succeeded in weaponizing it to its target lethality. And it was, like I said, somebody dropped a test tube, and it got out of the lab in its unfinished form, and that's why it's just not really been as deadly or infectious as people were told it was going to be.
Yeah, well, my comments today are following exactly what you've been saying for the last several months, that it was a work in progress.
Yeah.
Because you're just trying to put too many things together and not thinking about the physics of it, how it's going to fly, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And this is just my basic comment today. Oh, by the way, Fauci, if he doesn't do this gain-of-function research, he will be toast. I mean, he will be put up on a cross and crucified for all of the deep state to see. He's got to do this stuff. That's the way these guys work.
Yeah,
as
I'm
you
afraid,
probably know.
Well, you know, the war criminals are still in power. You know, the guy who exposed the war criminals is still fighting extradition over there in Belmarsh prison.
Yeah, well, what was it that Ike said? The military-industrial complex, whether something sought or unsought, blah, 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 and then 2 days later he quit the job. See? But that's what we're running against. And you see it in the Pacific. You see all this warmongering. It's all about something's going to happen. So, anyway.
Yeah, we're definitely headed to a new world war, and I'm sure the population reduction people are just going to be happy about that. They're going to, you know, trim off a big chunk of the human population by having them die horribly in combat.
Well, just think of the casualties. Those guys in the think tanks, like the Brookings Institution and my buddies at CSIS, I mean, they'll be just going, yeah, it's going to work, right? That's what they get paid to do, is to do all that wargaming. That's what they get paid to do.
Yeah, I know.
So, but anyway, so we're an alternative. RBN is an alternative to, you know, we're trying to be rational about things, I think, by talking about this. So, but anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We do have phone lines open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I left my number with Mike for Dustin.
Okay.
And so anyway, this is going to be really quick. You know, I'm having problems right now up here in Canada with the census that's going on. They keep knocking on my door and calling me. And, of course, it's a violation of my privacy.
Yeah.
It's you know, and you know this. I mean, it's none of the government's business what's going on where I live. It's my business to know what's going on with my government, seeing as I'm paying these guys.
Yes.
Anyway, so it strikes me, and your first caller, this is how I came up with this, just by listening to what he was saying. You know, they're kind of like two kinds of people. There are the people that just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
And there are the people that don't want to leave them alone.
Yeah, that basically breaks it down.
Yeah. So, you know, to all these people that are nosy parkers, and you know, they're ensconced in social media, you know, and trolling people. You know, get a life. Believe me, the one you have is not good at all.
Yeah, it's well, not. You know, just looking at these individuals, it doesn't seem like they're happy. There is no happiness in sitting around always trying to run other people's lives and, you know, find fault with them and find offense here and there. How can you have a happy life being like that?
I have no idea. I mean, I mean, how many... I go to the Daily Mail occasionally, and you got all these, you know, these idiots on Instagram and all that, and then they come back and they start crying. Oh, they're body shaming me and all that. Well, if you're going to put yourself out there like that, well, you have to realize that you've opened yourself up to criticism.
Yeah.
So, you know, get a life. You know, leave other people's lives alone. It works both ways, right, Mike? I mean, if you're going to go out there on social media and put your stuff out there and you get criticized for it by others and you don't like it and you're going to cry about it, well, you know what? That's too bad because you did it to yourself. You know, grow up.
Well, I think the noble ideal of social media was a place to exchange ideas and have some very, you know, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, arguments leading to the advancement of knowledge and ideas, but it very quickly degenerated into this free-for-all of personal attacks, and I certainly don't appreciate that. My general response when somebody attacks me personally is to ignore them.
Yeah, I hear you. I would imagine you, when you had a Facebook account, you probably got attacked a lot.
Yeah, I did. I used to have a chat room, an open chat room at whatreallyhappened.com, but that got jumped on by a bunch of trolls and shills, and
yep.
I basically had to make it members only.
Yeah, I remember. I remember. I saw that stuff, and you know, it's a shame that people can't, you know, act their age. But you know,
my attitude is, if you don't have something useful to contribute, please shut the heck up. We don't need to be proven that you know how to use a smartphone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how to use one, so I'm using a dumb phone.
Ah, okay.
As we're speaking right now, you know I don't use a cell phone. It's my data. If anybody's going to monetize it and get the cash from it, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. So anyway, that's all I have, Mike. I appreciate your time. Have a good show. I'll be listening. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. And Kelly, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, to begin with, one of your earlier callers, I think from Vancouver, mentioned P-Chem, that's physical chemistry, and that brought back nightmares of my worst semester in graduate school ever. I didn't know whether that semester I wanted to shoot myself in the head with a 45 or just walk out in front of an 18-wheeler barreling down I-35. That's the most difficult course I have ever taken, for crying out loud. I'm still trying to figure out how that deals with the particular subject he talked about. But P-Chem is a nightmare for anybody who's ever taken it. And when you get through the course, you ask yourself, how did I get through it, and what do I really know about this subject? Is that difficult? Anyway, about these Texas Democrats, you know, they've done this. They pulled a stunt more than once, and they've gotten away with it. They did themselves no favors this time, because they posted a photo of themselves on this charter jet to D.C.
Yes.
All maskless and all laughing and having a good time, and I'm sure they all had martinis and sat down there on the moon. That's gonna make a lot of people very angry.
I can imagine.
Because they're laughing in your face, and they're doing this at the time that tens of thousands of illegal immigrants are piling across the Texas border, and they're trying to do whatever they can to protect that. And I think that Greg Abbott, who's had his detractors, and I've not been a big fan of Greg Abbott, but I got to tell you, since he and the Texas House today ordered their arrest upon their return to Texas, Abbott is a shoo-in for re-election. And these people, you know what's going to happen when they come back? Do you know what's going to happen when they come back? They will be arrested. They will be handcuffed. They will be taken to the Texas Capitol and held there.
Yeah.
Until the session, until the session of the House is open, they will be made to sit there until there's a quorum.
Yes.
And the vote is made, and they will have to pay the price for that. Period.
Okay.
They screwed themselves.
Kelly, I can put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Kelly in Austin. We're talking about that very childish stunt that the House Democrats pulled in leaving the state to prevent the formation of a quorum so that the vote on the election reform bill, which they knew they were going to lose, could not take place. And again, it's clearly an act of desperation, as was Biden's apparently pointless trip to Pennsylvania today. And everything the Democrats are doing is only telegraphing to the American people that something was very, very wrong about the last November election. And the Democrats are not only trying to keep it covered up, but they're trying to prevent any changes that might impede their ability to steal future elections like the one we have coming up next year. So, Kelly, take it away.
Well, let me tell you how badly things are going for these idiots right now in Texas. Down in the valley, which is South Texas, typically the area along the border and the coast, those areas, those counties have been dominated by Democrats for decades. Recently, however, in McAllen, Texas, which is where there's been a massive influx of migrants across the border, McAllen, which is 85% Mexican-American and has voted Democrat for decades and decades and decades, elected a Republican mayor, mm-hmm. a Hispanic Republican mayor. His name is Villalobos. And he won by a massive margin. because the people down there realize that Democrats have been using them for decades.
Yes.
You see that kind of across the entire valley. In fact, in the areas in West Texas, the mountain desert areas of West Texas where I work, it's hard to find a Mexican American down there who's really a Democrat. They're tired of being they're tired of being taken advantage of. These idiots who ran off to Washington D.C. are so out of touch with the people in Texas and the county in the areas that they represent, don't realize that things have changed. And when they come back, they're going to find out that they're going to get a very cold reception from the people who resent what they've done. I hope that this is a humiliating experience for these Democrats. I hope that they sit there with their hands cuffed behind their backs. I'm not sure exactly what the provisions are for that, but when they come back, they will be held captive in the Texas Capitol building until those votes are taken. And I know that publications like the Austin American Statesman and the Texas Tribune and the Houston Chronicle and the Dallas Morning News are all going to raise hell about that. But the fact is, these people are paid to be in Austin to cast their votes on matters, not to run off and to put their tails between their legs or run off somewhere else to avoid voting on things. There is a firm Texas law establishes a basis for arresting the members of the legislature who refuse to do their duty and to haul them before the legislature and make sure that they are there when votes are taken. And regardless how much the liberal Texas press, the PNMs about that, there's nothing much they can do about that. And I hope that this convinces many Texans that the Democrat Party in Texas is toast. These people are absolutely they're lunatics. They are enemies of the average Texan who wants to make sure we have a safe and secure border and a secure voting system in this state. Thanks for taking the call, Mike.
All right, you've got it. Thank you very much here. And we're going to start with Tom in Florida. And, Tom, I'm definitely going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, Michael, good day to you, and good call by Kelly. But let me, Mike, I got so much news for you, and you're going to love it, because, first off, Kelly, also they had a couple of cases of beer on that little Learjet, and they had a bunch of wine coolers. That was been reported down here in the news. Now, Mike, we got so much crap going on in South Florida right now with this Cuban situation. It's unreal. But I got to tell, I want Marco to call in today or tomorrow, or Miles. And I think Miles, maybe John Stadelman, or maybe she's thinking about getting Miles at his own show, or maybe Marco. I would like to see them get a show like Lauren from Ohio got. I would like to see Miles or Marco get their own radio show on RBN. But listen, here's what's going on, Mike. And it's all about the immigration again. Kelly's last call was just telling you what it was. It's all about this immigration. It's always been about the immigration and the vote. The vote, Mike. Now listen, Mike, I want you to hear something that's going to blow your mind. Here in South Florida, Mike, on the Spanish news channels and at one English news channel, even on AM radio, Mike, they're having people, these Cubans are going around screaming that Joe Biden is a communist on their bullhorns. They're at FIU right now. They're at the University of Miami. They have the I-95 blocked off, Mike, for miles. Right now, in the pouring rain, there must be at least 10,000 Cubans on I-95, Mike. Check it out. The Cubans are protesting like crazy about the communists, not only in Cuba, Mike, but here in the United States. Remember, Joe Biden lost his butt in Dade County. The Democrats didn't expect it. And like Marco said, okay, like I told you, and I'm going to tell Marco this.
Tom, Tom, put it on hold. Yeah. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'll come right back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Tom in Florida. We're talking about Cubans in Florida are protesting against communism. And, you know, they're responding to the upset in Cuba, which does appear to be another U.S. Color Revolution regime change operation.
Well, yeah, Mike, I just got to say, this is 100 times bigger than when Castro died and they celebrated all the way on A Street in Cali Ocho. Mike, this is 100 times bigger. I mean, they have protests all over Dade County. Broward County, it's even up in Broward County, believe it or not. It's unbelievable what I'm seeing. And they shut 95 down, Mike. And when Castro died, they had a big celebration, the Cubans. But, I mean, I've never seen nothing like this, Mike. This is unbelievable what I'm witnessing in the people in South Florida. Now, Mike, Ron DeSantis did convene his cabinet, and there's a big thing going on in Tallahassee. And he's coming back down to South Florida, I guess, tomorrow, Ron DeSantis. But there's a big – I don't know if you got the chance to see the news. DeSantis got everybody in Tallahassee because this is like a crisis here in Florida. So yeah. I don't know what's going to happen with Governor DeSantis, but he's getting on the ball. I can tell you that. Now, Mike, also, I just want Marco to know, Saturday they were having a big protest, and Tropical Park on Burr Road. And I can tell you, all these Cubans got bullhorns. They got signs saying that Biden and the Democrats are communists. Mike, it's unprecedented what is going on right here. The Haitians are so upset here in South Florida also. It's crazy. They're going crazy. Mike, I've never seen nothing like this. The Haitians are having protests. The Cubans are going nuts. I've never seen anything like this in my life. And, Mike, I don't know what's going to happen. But you know what? We just got a buffoon in the White House. We got a communist, Bernie Sanders. We got AOC. They're all communists. Let's call it like it is. Like Kelly's in the last call said, this is all about flooding Texas, California, Arizona, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, the southern state, what illegal immigration. And, you know, the Cubans, the ones that came here in the 60s, they loved this country. Now, they're going to, Marco Rubio today, Mike said, Marco Rubio, Castro, I mean, the Canales better not bring these new wave of Mary all over here. We're not going to tolerate it. But I wouldn't trust Biden. I want Kelly to know this, and Mark, when everybody miles, they want to have another Mary all boat lift so they can bring another 200,000-300,000 Cubans into Miami so they can go all over the place. Mike, this is a conspiracy by the Democrats. And if Trump was in there right now, I believe he would not allow that. He'd embargo the whole island. He would cut him off of the Coast Guard. But there, you watch the nefarious crap these Democrats are going to do with Cuba. They're going to bring.
Tom,
but you know
Tom,
what, Mike?
Tom,
well, you know,
Tom,
Mike, I disagree with myself.
Tom, we've already embargoed Cuba. That's the reason there's so much poverty there. So I need you to calm down, and let's have a nice discussion.
I'll correct myself. I don't think they'll allow that because they know the Cubans that would be coming in from Cuba would become Republicans. In Texas, where Kelly was talking about, those illegal Central Americans, when they first get here for 20 years, they will vote Democrat. This is all about the vote, Mike, like you've been saying for years. The stealing of the election, illegal immigration. Look at California, Mike. 9 million illegals, gang members all over the place in California. It's unbelievable. But what I've seen here, Mike, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, seriously. This is off the charts as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, and Mike, I didn't call your show about that. I called your show about affirmative action. I don't know if you happen to see what happens going on in the Olympics right now with the basketball team, Mike.
No, I
that's
missed
really
that.
What reason I called.
I'm not paying that much attention to the Olympics. Tell us what happened with the basketball team.
Well, what's going on with this situation? They've lost two games in a row now. And it's an all, basically they have an all-black Olympic team. They have one white player, Kevin Love, who's the nephew of Mike Love of the Beach Boys. He's the nephew of Mike Love.
Okay.
Big, tall
the token white guy.
Yes, he's only one token guy. So now they're talking about, you know, the one black announcer said, well, there should be no white guys on the team because none of them qualify, like I told you a couple weeks ago or whatever I called you. But now they've lost to a white team in Australia, and they lost to a Nigerian team in Africa, okay? So now these coaches in the for the Olympic team, Popovich, whatever, he's like, oh, I don't know what to do now. But, you know, Mike, they're bringing in NBA players are getting paid multiple millions of dollars, each one of those players, and they can't beat guys from Australia to maybe, if they're lucky, they make $100,000 a year. The Nigerians probably make $25,000 a year playing basketball. So now it's all about, you got these multimillionaire black athletes with a one token white guy are losing two games in a row to people, amateurs, that don't even get paid barely any money. That don't have the facilities that these superstar, supposedly NBA players have. Like I told you, Mike, if the Russians allow their kids from the time they're 5 years old to the time they're 20 years old to play basketball till 5 o'clock in the morning, like a midnight basketball league, you think you don't think the Russians wouldn't be great at basketball? I mean, they did win the Olympics 1 year, the gold medal.
Yeah.
The Russians way back. So. I mean, this is all about repetition. When you play a sport, it's repetition. Mike, like you say, affirmative action. When you go for a job and you qualify higher than the other guy, we have still today affirmative action, which is, well, I call it affirmative blaction, because it's racism, Mike. It's reverse racism. That's all there is to it, and you've been saying it, and everybody, I'm sure all your callers, most of them agree. Affirmative action is nothing but reverse discrimination and racism toward white majority Caucasians, and it's got to stop and desist right now as we speak. That should be off the books.
Well,
you come
racism is wrong in any direction, and you don't cure racism by being racist, even if it is in reverse. That just exacerbates the problem.
You're correct, Mike. But one more thing, I know you got another caller. I just want some of your callers to understand, and the Cubans right now, They have their bullhorns out, Mike, by the thousands. They have plastered posters that the Democrats are communists. Remember, Trump won Florida by 400,000 votes, Mike, and the yep. people here are waking up in droves. And the only ones that are going to come down here to destroy this state, to turn it blue, are the New Yorkers and Jerseyans and all those East Coast liberals. That's what they're trying to do. They're flooding this. Look what they did in Georgia, Mike. They brought all those Chinese out of San Francisco into Atlanta. And that's why Trump lost the state. Remember, for year, for what, 100 years, Georgia was a red state, Mike. All of a sudden, yes. this election, it went blue. How did it happen? They brought in a bunch of Chinese from California and to Georgia. That's exactly how they probably paid them.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of evidence that there was outright election fraud in Georgia as well.
Absolutely. For sure. For sure, that's it. That's why Kamala Harris wants to have Kinko's stores everywhere so they can fake the ballot. You know how it is, Mike, like you're saying.
Yeah.
They want to... It's total anarchy what the Democrats are doing in this country. Kelly has told you on the last call, it's total anarchy, and look at what they're trying to do to Texas, and I hope every one of those Democrats get arrested for what they did, and they were celebrating, Mike, with cases of beer on that Learjet and wine coolers for the women. Think about that. And then no mask. Nobody wore a mask on that Learjet, Mike. They have videos yep. of all this crap. And these people, when they come back into Texas, they're only thinking about one thing, these demon rats. And I hope the guy from Jersey calls in and refutiates me. The only thing they're looking about is how they can get more millions of illegal votes to come in here from illegal countries, that they should be going to South America where they already speak the language, not coming up here to try to get the freebies. And I hope the guy from Jersey calls in and refutiates me, because I'll debate him tomorrow. Because that's exactly what this is all about, the vote and the illegal immigration to take this country down and to destroy white culture, white Northern European, white civilization. Our monuments should never... been allowed to be taken down. We should have 25 to 50,000 white males who love their patriotic duty is to defend those statues and those monuments. We should never allow that. And call us what it is. If you want to call us, if they want to call us Minutemen, that's what I am, Mike. I'm a Minuteman. And I'm ready now. If I see an organization that's going to be a Minuteman and wants to stand up for the founding fathers of this country, I'll be right there. I don't care if I got to, what do I got to do to get there? If I have to get on a scooter driving 500 miles, I'll be there. But I'm going to get there, because we are, all of us that call your show, Mike, are Minutemen who love this country and love our founding fathers and our documents and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Every one of your callers that calls your show, they call us for one reason, because they're Minutemen and they love your show because you allowed us to have the platform, and they love this country because they love the patriotism of what our founding fathers gave us. The greatest country on earth that's ever been, Mike, and you know it, we all know it. This is the greatest country on earth. Why all these Cubans and everybody, Mexicans and Central Americans, they all want to come here? If white men are so bad, why are they coming here? If we're so racist, why are all these Africans wanting to come here still? Why, Mike? I want somebody to answer that. I like that criminal creep Joe Biden answer that. And these demon rats, Kamala Communist Harris. Why are all these people wanting to keep coming here, Mike? Why? If white man is such a bad guy. We gave them food, we gave them housing, we gave them shelter, we gave them everything, cars. None of those Central Americans ever dream of having a car. No Cuban in Cuba that comes in right now, Mike, ever had a car in their life. They're lucky they had a chicken to put in a pot. And I know it from experience. I've been there.
Well, again,
hey, Mike,
you know,
I've been there. I've done all
Cuba
that.
Cuba is in heartbreaking poverty because of the, 60-year-old U.S. embargo on them. And, it's a reminder that the U.S. government does know how to carry a grudge. Anyway, Tom, listen, we're getting short on time. I got callers waiting on the line. I've let you rant enough this time. Thanks a lot for the phone call. And we're going to go to Mark in Nova Scotia. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing,
Hello.
Mike?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
Listen to your radio show. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air.
Hang on. Can you hear? Okay. Well, something I'd like to ask you there is, I was wondering if you were aware of cannabis oil curing cancer.
I've read a lot about that, and I know there's a lot of things out there in natural cures that seem to be effective against cancer. I know that hydrazine sulfate has been successfully used in many other countries, not to cure the cancer, but to definitely beat back the symptoms so that it doesn't kill you. But none of these fit into the profit model of the American pharmaceutical complex.
Oh, Marky? Well, I understand okay. that completely. And the reason why I brought up that and asked, is because have you ever heard of a man called Rick Simpson?
No, I can't say that I have.
Hello? Okay.
Hello.
Well,
we seem to be having a bad connection.
A movie that was put out, a documentary. Hello?
Yeah, we seem to have a bad connection.
Okay, can you hear me?
Mark? Yeah, it's a bad delay here. All right, Mark, just go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Okay, I'm going to drop it. Okay, there's a documentary out that was put out in 2007. It's called Run from the Cure. And Rick Simpson was my next-door neighbor, and the reason why that I asked you if you knew about it, because I have personal knowledge and spent years working with the man, curing cancers. I've traveled all over the world, not all over, but parts of Europe and stuff, helping people. And I've traveled all over Canada. It's legal now in Canada to grow and possess marijuana and turn it into oil. When I first started working with Rick Simpson back in later part of 2005, it was just after the Royal Canadian Maccan Legion got closed down over a cure for cancer. They mm-hmm. were suppressing this so hard and crushing it so hard, but a small group of people stood up and fought like hell. A lot of us ended up in jail, bankrupt. I had a nice house, money, everything, big family, in jail, lost it all. You know, but we were standing up for a cure for cancer, and I didn't stand up because I read it on the internet that it cured cancer. I stood up because I lived next door to the man, and I didn't believe it. I was a pot smoker, and cannabis oil, well, I smoked that too. I never ate it. I never rubbed it on me. And I didn't really know if he was telling the truth, or I thought, you know, if it is what he says it is, then there'll be a reason to legalize cannabis in Canada. Anyways, I started going over there, and I started watching all these people coming in with various conditions and various cancers. And they would present their papers from the doctors. And in the early years, the only people that came to Rick's table and asked him for help was people that had already been through the medical system and had already had their chemo, radiation, and slash surgery. So they were at the end of their days, basically. So it was the baddest of the baddest. They were sent home to die. Well, they ended up at Rick's table. And when I first started with Rick, he had treated about 330 people. When I went to jail, it was around 3,000, 3,100. Mm-hmm. And I personally seen with my own two eyes well over 2,000 of them. And I can tell you this, that I've watched all kinds of cancers, diabetic ulcers. I could go on, but like for the sake of time, but so many conditions were treated, and you've never seen Run from the Cure. Give it a look. It closed down a Royal Canadian Legion. That is like unbelievable. The man ran in two elections. I helped him in his second one. My great friend and fellow Phoenix Tier, Ricky Dwyer, he was the past president of the Royal Maccan Legion. And anyways, the other thing is that now that it's legal in Canada, we can grow our own, and we can make oil. Before, when we were fighting, it was illegal in Canada. Even if you had a medical marijuana license to grow marijuana, it was illegal to gather the resins or make oil. You couldn't make hash, you couldn't make oil, but you could grow pot, smoke it. But through the court challenges, because he launched the Charter Challenge, and when they came for Rick, they raided him in 2009 when he was over at the Cannabis Cup receiving a Freedom Fighter of the Year award.
Okay.
Well, they went and went after all the people that were growing marijuana and turning it into oil and giving it away for free, because that's what it was about. It was never about money, ever. Like, I watched a man give out hundreds and hundreds of pounds, grew it in the backyard, I helped him grow it, you know what I mean? And it was always about curing the cancer and helping people. So anyways, the good news, that's the good news. I'll leave that with you and a little bit of research if you want to research it, maybe share it with some of the people on your website. There's a really good documentary. It's called Vitamin Cannabis. This guy here is out of America. He's phenomenal. Okay. This guy here is a warrior like you never seen. And he was definitely a big part of legalization in Colorado.
Okay,
the other
well,
thing I'd just like to ask you.
Yeah.
And, well, first
Mark,
I'll, make
Mark I'll take a look at it, but I'm going to have to let you go. We're
Am
almost
I going too long?
Yeah, I got other callers waiting there. So thank you for the
All
call.
All right, brother.
And we're going to skip the last commercial break and go to John in California. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Good show. Just one thing. I love Tom from Florida, but it seems like toward the end, he talks. He's got a lot of info. He talks fast. You're a real good host. You let him go longer. I think give him 2 minutes because he talks every day. But thank you very much for that. Anyway, I got tongue-tied. I keep good to tell the board what I wanted. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, one thing I remember, I'm glad the website is back. I still can't
yes.
get it. I get the archives. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it'll show up one of these times. I'm glad they got it back, whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, well, I can remember, I wrote down, there is an election date to recall Governor Newsom. It's September 14th. They did get it out. It's going to happen. Now, the thing is, are they going to sabotage it? We don't know what's going to happen. I'm a poll worker. I haven't got any calls. They need me or how they're going to do it, but I'm glad it's come to fruition. But he's out there, he's claiming, you know, oh, we got this surplus money all of a sudden it came up with, so I'm going to do this, 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 and that. He's got commercials going, and whoever it is, we get him out. It's, yeah, who do we bring in? Bruce, I changed the sex Jenner. I don't know. There's other guys in there that are more sound like they might do something, but at least it's going to happen. That's the thing.
Yes.
And the other thing, out of curiosity, what happened to Layla from Canada? She had a show. That's gone. I haven't heard from her. I haven't heard her or anything. Did she disappear? Or do you have any idea what happened to her?
Well, that's really not for me to say. I guess you could say it was, policy differences with RBN. And let's just leave it at that. I mean, Layla's still out there. She's still healthy, and she's still doing well. And
that's fine. Mike.
Yeah.
I just wondered. I was curious. I didn't have a time to ask John Stadmiller. If it is, I know there were some others recently shows that because of that are gone. But no, that's fine. That's fine. I just wondered. As far as the immigration thing, this thing with the demos, the plea in Texas. Now, it says in there that Governor Abbott's going to arrest them if they come back in. He ought to. I hope he does.
Yeah, the House actually voted through the authority to arrest those Democrats and drag them in there and get them to do their job.
I hope they do. Let them do it. Especially Sheila Jackson, please. She's been around so long, and it just kind of, you know, what has she done for her district? You know, just like out here, Barbara Lee, you know, just took Ron Dellum's place, and then over 30 years, been reelected, and doesn't seem anything got done. They're always complaining about this, this, and that, and this, this, and that, and all of a sudden. But, the other thing is down there where Kamala Harris went, and then this other place is even worse, like 400 miles away, and she doesn't go there. She just goes to places to be seen.
But yes.
Anyway, Mike, that's all I got. I'll let you finish off. But thanks for keep the show going.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Nabil in Kansas City. Hello, Nabil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Ah, there you are. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Wonderful. You kind of told a small white lie. November 16th, 2017. You had a wonderful show, your third hour. You had Alan Park on the show,
mm-hmm.
who is a noun, not a verb. And he went over the Rick Simpson oil and stuff. After following you for about 20 years, that's probably my most favorite hour of your show. Very enjoyable.
Good.
Anyway, you did bring up Rick Simpson oil. Maybe you can play it again sometime. Anybody wants to learn about cannabis oil? That's a great show to listen to. Alan Park was extremely wonderful.
Okay.
And that's about it. I was going to talk to you about...
Oh.
Well, I had more, but if you have other callers...
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. We still got a couple minutes left in the program.
Okay. You keep saying that the virus was like a drop test tube. And I understand why, because you think the virus was incomplete. And I'll give you that, especially with one of our... Congress lady saying that this virus did not kill enough people. But there's three reasons why I think we were attacked with it. I mean, number one, we have event 201. So they had all this already planned out, all the steps they're going to take. Look who gets attacked with it. Italy gets attacked, and they're cozying up to China with going on the Silk Road. Somehow this virus goes from China into Iran, which we have a military grudge with, and it's their parliament that gets struck with it, and they get struck with an aggressive strain of it, and then China gets it. And what's beautiful about China is we could have set it up in a way that they think it was an escape from a lab when we actually attacked them with it. And now China's confused.
Well, let me ask you a counter question here, because we're almost out of time. If these were deliberate attacks, why didn't they use something that was a lot more lethal? Because, you know, yes, they infected or somebody or somehow the Iranian parliament was infected, but it was at best a mild inconvenience. It's not like they wiped out the entire Iranian leadership.
Good question. My last point was Fauci did predict that Trump was going to get struck with the pandemic during his last time in office while Obama was still in the White House. So they had a time limit. I don't think they got this virus done in time, but they had to do it. They waited as long as they could. Elections are coming. They need to scare people out of the booths and open up for vote fraud. So they ran out of time. They had to push this incomplete virus out. But
now I can see your reasoning there, and it is a distinct possibility that they had to go with something that wasn't really quite ready to go, and that may explain why the media was out there trying to convince us that it was this horribly deadly plague, which it did not turn out to be. Anyway, Nabil, I got to let you go. We are at the end of the program. I understand that Keith Rogers is actually going to be sitting in for John in the following show. Steve Elkins is going to join him in hour number two. They'll probably explain what happened to the RBN website. Spread the word of Republic Bro. It's just Keith Rogers tonight. Okay. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.